As your principal, I watched you all start out here at Lincoln High, caterpillars in our cocoon of stability. Over the last 4 years, your chrysalis has hardened. And now, if I listen closely, I can almost hear your cocoons open. I see before me monarch butterflies ready to take off into that great adventure that I like to call life. And now I'm proud to present your valedictorian, Rebecca Warner.
Today, I'd like to talk about change. It's all around us. Change happens whether we want it or not. Change. Are we ready for it? I think so. We are poised and prepared for the future, ready to embrace new people, places, and ideas. In short, we are ready for the challenge of life. Ladies and gentlemen, take a good look at us. We are the future. We are the Lincoln Tigers. Hear us roar!
Dad, I'll take it. Don't worry about
it. All right. Okay.
Oh, Shelly, I've been
looking for Rebecca! Okay.
Yeah, come on. It's way much longer over my graduation, Travis. Come on.
Oh, yes.
Mom, where do you want to
go? Now, look here, Travis. You haven't worked one of these.
Come on, Dad.
Just a minute, please.
In my day, all you did was push a button.
In his day, dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Okay, well, if we're ready.
Look, I'm just trying to get a good one, damn it.
Mom, it's fine.
Fine.
All right. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right, everybody say cheese.
Cheese.
Travis, did you press that little thing?
California is a long way off just to go to school. Are you sure you don't want to reconsider state?
No, Dad. You know I want to do this.
Yeah. Rebecca, I'm not sure that I've really prepared you for what you're going to run into out there. What I mean is, the boys are different than they are here. What I'm trying to say is that the lifestyle's a lot faster.
Are you trying to tell me not to have sex, Dad?
Huh?
Daddy, I'll be fine. You know me.
Well, it's pretty late. Guess we'll get a little shut eye, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
When's it going to be right? You're leaving tomorrow.
You're acting like it's forever.
Well, I'm not going to see you for 3 months. What if everything changes?
Nothing is going to change. I'll go to school, you'll work at the co-op, and see each other every single vacation, and when I'm done, we'll be together.
Promise? Okay. I guess I can wait.
Now, where were we?
There's no way to pack a truck, Junior. These bags should be back there.
Oh, come on, Dad. I know what I'm doing.
All right. But don't come crying to me when my granddaughter's clothes are scattered all up and down the highway.
Watch your hands.
What?
Where's your sister?
I don't know.
Maybe she's still in the barn with...
Zach. What?
Rebecca!
Just a minute.
Let's go!
Okay.
Learn a lot, shortcake.
How long till we get there?
2 days, Zach, so you might as well relax.
Shit. What did you say?
I said shoot. Walter, isn't that the long way?
But you want to try?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to help.
Next stop, sunny California.
I'm doing the driving here, Connie.
I don't care. I don't care. Stop it.
All freshmen must report for registration by 6 p.m. If you don't register, you don't exist.
Put it, you little...
I don't have to.
Fine. I'm ignoring you now.
If you kids don't shut up, I'm going to turn this car around. We're going to go right back home.
Trust the freak, Dad.
Speaking of freaks, hey, how you doing?
Look at that idiot.
Good school, Rebecca. You need a lobotomy to get in here?
Shut up.
Don't say shut up.
Coming through.
Oh, my God. We're never going to get through here.
Zach, come on.
Zach, do your share.
I'm not a bellboy.
Hey, pick up the trunk.
Walter, don't you yell at him in public. It's all right here. Your father's a little loud and delicate.
Can we please just go to my room?
I'll fix the trunk.
Connie! Listen, you take this and you're not going to Disneyland.
What?
Wait a minute, will you? Wait a minute!
Hey,
God damn. Rebecca, come on, let's just keep moving, everybody. Come on. This is the opportunity that you wanted for your daughter.
Go back. Okay. That's it. Mom!
Oh,
well, at least she's going to be across the hall from somebody who's in charge.
Sensible white cotton grease, Rebecca. This must be a real thrill seeker.
Oh, you have to stop it, both of you.
Stop it!
Hey.
Oh, honey, look how wrinkled everything is.
Now this is underwear.
Zach!
Out of the drawer. Zach, can you give me the key, please?
I don't have it.
What do you mean? I told you to bring it. Damn it, Zach, I swear, you know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
Excuse me. I can't hear you.
Stop it.
Hi.
I'm Carol. I'm your roommate. Hi. I know you two are just going to be the best of friends,
Mom.
Well, I'll need you to get acquainted.
Hi, I'm Rebecca. I think there's some law that says your family's just embarrassed you on the first day of school.
I think it's Murphy's.
I'm sorry.
My family's the same way.
Hey, Carol, phone!
Communal living. Excuse me. Oh, bye-bye.
Oh, what a nice girl.
So, guess that's it, huh?
No. I gotta find a screwdriver so I can get this trunk open for you. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hello? Hey! Sorry, I need a screwdriver.
I'm sorry, I'm all out of vodka.
Oh, no. I need to borrow a real screwdriver to open my daughter's trunk.
Oh, you have a daughter. Is she hot?
What?
Don't worry, I'll keep a special eye on her for you. My name's Carl. And I'm the resident advisor.
Oh, shit.
What? Hey, wait, come back. Don't leave me hanging.
I'm not going to have her living across the hall from that thing over there.
Who?
I told you, I didn't like this co-ed business.
Calm down, Walter.
Hey!
Rebecca, everyone, I'd like you to meet my girlfriend, Lisa.
Hi.
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 Nice to meet you.
I'm really sorry about that. Thank you, Zach.
Speak for yourself. Well, I'm sure I'll see you again soon.
Yeah.
And I'll see you next weekend.
Oh, Dad, do you have your camera handy?
Oh. Now, you just remember, if you don't like this damn place, you can go to state.
She's going to love it, Walter. Aren't you, dear?
Guys, I'll be fine.
Stay out of trouble, okay?
I will, as long as you stay in my room.
Oh, and give the roommate a big kiss from me. In the shower.
Let's just get the rules straight here. There'll be absolutely no partying in this hall between the hours of 5 and 6 in the morning. Without my express permission. Okay, cool. Carry on.
I'm a carnivore, and I smell fresh meat. Undiscovered country. Moving in for the close-up. Show me love. And cut.
You have got charisma.
What is that?
It's a special quality of leadership that captures the popular imagination and inspires allegiance and devotion.
I mean the thing in your hand.
It's a tool. It's for your junk.
Thanks.
My name is Crawl, and I'm the RA. And you're, Wait, don't tell me. Sally. Jesse. Raphael.
Rebecca.
Becca.
I like it. So where are you from?
South Dakota.
Fresh off the farm. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Right across the hallway. Hallelujah.
So you're inbred.
Excuse me?
You know, where your mom's your dad, and your dad's your brother.
No, I'm not inbred.
Prime USDA choice teriyaki.
I have to go to orientation.
Well, if you need anything, I'll be... Hey, charisma. It's a special quality of leadership that can spot your imagination. And
I said I'd be right there.
Travis?
Rebecca, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just closing up. So, how's life in the big city?
Everything's fine. I miss you.
Well, same here. Hey, it'll be Thanksgiving soon.
Can't wait.
Yeah, me either.
How's everything else going?
Oh, I don't know. It's pretty weird.
That's California for you.
Yeah, I guess.
I tried to tell you.
I know.
Because of the success of last year's Let the Grunions Live March, we're announcing the formation of the Save the Field Committee.
So you got to make mom and daddy proud, right? I mean, they sent you there.
Locked away in their U.S.
Randy, what's up?
Shut up,
Dad!
They need our help. The organizing committee will be meeting tonight at the student union at 7:30. Tofu Scallopini will be served.
What's up, Dick?
Great costume! Ew, gross!
Whoa, I'm sorry, little lady. Great costume.
Yeah. I got it. You're a hit washerwoman.
What? Excuse me.
Sorry, Becca. It just sort of happened. Olivia? Get up.
Sorry about that.
I'm leaving.
To know of a better party then.
No, I'm leaving school. I'm going home. What are you doing, Carl?
I'm saving you from a major mistake.
Carl, just leave me alone.
Give me 5 minutes, all right? If you don't like what I got to say, then you can make your call. Just 5 minutes.
Hey, everybody out. The party is over.
Yeah, we're just having fun, you know. I see you tomorrow, huh?
Flip our wings, why don't you?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Goldilocks, naked, 2 doors down. Bye. Let me guess. Miss your mom, dad, boyfriend, dog. Basically everything you can think of back at home, right?
How do you know that? That's you? No.
Freshman year.
Oh my god, you were such a nerd. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's Brad.
What happened?
Yeah, I'll tell you a little story. Becca, I tossed the spectacles. Grew the Duke, gusted some brew. This is college, man. Look at it. This is supposed to be the best years of our lives.
How many years have you been here?
6. But hey, it's cool. I've majored in almost everything. Look, hey, I don't know what I want to be yet, but right now I'm having fun.
Carl, I really appreciate what you're doing. But I don't fit in here.
How do you know? You're not even here, man. You're still back there. Why'd you come here in the first place, Beck? Try something new, right?
Yeah.
Well, how can you try anything new if you haven't even left campus yet? Busted.
No, you're right.
You gotta mingle with the people. Come on, Beck. What have you got to lose?
The thing is, people here and the people where you're from.
Hey, he's just mingling.
Stop it, don't think. I have to take a picture.
You are a fresh little girl. You will be my sweetie. Hey, come in here. Come on, it's okay. Come on.
Now I know this place. First things first, wardrobe. Now you got your wings to wear.
Oh, I want her hair.
Oh. Oh.
For the golf shoe.
So, Carl, what do you think?
It's permanent.
Carl, I'm mingling.
It's up to you.
Oh, okay. Hey. So, what I want is something feminine.
He's standing right next to me.
You see that? Huh? You see what happens? The ink soaks in the system and the guy's freaked out. Look at him. What are you, you freak?
That's a good point.
So?
You pick it, I dig it.
Thanks,
that is enough.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You like it?
So what about yours? What's your family like?
Sadie's a pit boss in Vegas. She's on her fourth marriage. To Frank. Frank sells plastic catheters, bedpans, stuff to hospitals. You'll probably see some of his work washed up here in shore from time to time.
Really? Well...
Wow! She is fantastic!
Hey!
Oh, touch me. Touch me. Hey, over here! Some just came up! She's a hottie.
That's the kind of girl I'm gonna marry, Rebecca, I promise.
Oh, you could do much better than that.
Better than that? Well, I've never seen anyone better than her. No one likes me like her ever.
Look at that guy. What happened to him?
Steroids.
Scones are bigger than mine.
Becca? Travis.
What? You're just looking.
Hollywood's got a staff behind that. Oh, that's gotta hurt, boys. Landing for the back of the shoulder, hopefully escape. That's a good two for the
ball. And it's Big Daddy now. Come on, it's Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
It's your boyfriend.
Bye.
Hi. Sorry.
What is it with those people?
Oh, everyone's just getting ready to go home.
Bye-bye.
So I guess I'll see you tomorrow, though, huh?
Yeah.
I'm coming to the airport with your family. Can't wait to see you.
We got a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
I will. Hey, Becca. Steven Tyler PJs. And Steven Tyler PJs.
Rebecca.
Yes.
Rebecca. Rebecca, are you listening?
Yeah, I am. I'm so sorry. It's just really hard to talk right now. But okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, hey. I love you.
Yeah, me too. Bye.
Veal Parmesan sliced beef. And
I thought you were leaving for Vegas.
No, fell through. I'm going to stay here in much solo, though.
By yourself?
It's cool, because, look, Hungry Man, they came out with a new pilgrim platter. I'm all over it. Grace to me, love. How do you please the hungry man? Sing it, Rebecca!
I'm gonna go finish the packing.
Okay, well, take care.
No, I'll see you before I leave.
Okay, bye. Hungry Man satisfies your appetite with 50% more meat. For hearty appetites and your enjoyment, we offer a hungry... Hey!
I have a better idea.
Thank you.
hold up the sign so she can see it.
Thanks for the sign. Travis. It's good to see you.
Fine. How are you?
Happening. Well, where's your friend, dear? Oh, he was right.
Hey.
Guys, this is Carl.
Warners. The family I never had.
Carl, this is my family.
You must be Zach.
Becca told me about those puffy cheekies.
But she never said she had a younger sister.
We're old friends. Remember, you'll be happy to know, though, right after you bailed, I popped your daughter's trunk.
Oh, shit.
North Dakota, South Dakota, East Dakota, West Dakota. Yeah! Holla! 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 Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land's spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
No, downtown, middle America. Oh, buddy, I'm here. I have arrived. Oh.
This looks great. Oh, dear, some things never change. Oh, Pappy.
Excuse me. Hi. Just tape this first. Here, get me.
Oh, what's up? Middle America.
Ripping the field. Ahoo! Ahoo!
Getting barrel. Pipeline.
Ahoo!
Sorry, I just get really excited. Just never been here before.
Look, Crotch.
Crawl.
Right. You're going to be sleeping up in Zach's room.
Cool. We'll get to know each other.
Can't wait.
What to do to you, shortcake? I can't hardly recognize.
Chickens? You guys have chickens?
Oh, I love chickens.
Are they extra crispy original recipe?
Brenda! Brenda!
What the hell is that?
Brenda! Oh, Sam, what's up?
What's wrong?
We have to talk. Come on.
Good God almighty.
Wait, stop.
Hi, sweetie.
I'm on your side.
Oh, chickens.
Oh. I wouldn't get any closer than that if I was you. You go in there, old Samson, he's going to have his way with you.
Chickens, please, gobble, gobble, gobble.
Bull.
Yeah, back off, Samson.
Thank you so much.
Hey, what are you doing?
I just wanted to say thank you for saving me. I've never been on a farm before.
You're kidding.
Hi, I'm Rebecca's friend. My name's Crawl. Pleasure to meet you, bro.
I'm Theo. Nice to meet you, bro.
Ow. He's up on the steroids. Juice will make the jewels shrivel in the sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh,
so what's going?
Oh, shit! Same old trick. Come on. Come on,
Tito. Oh, my God, it's Bartles or James. Dude, which one are you?
I need a pen to sign my jacket, bro. You have no clue on how huge you are with the college circuit.
We love your wine coolers.
Can you sleep in the barn?
Zach, I'm not going to have that, sleeping out there in the barn. So just cool it.
Fine. I'll sleep in the barn.
Stop whining.
You will not sleep in the barn. Just go upstairs and set up the cot.
Maybe I can win a word with you sometime, cool buddy?
Dicky. Okay, say bye, Bardo. See you later. I'm gonna be.
I'll just be, this.
Hey, Warner. Look, I'm sorry I snapped back there. I just never been in a place so pure. So if I'm being an inconvenience, just let me know.
Well, actually, but not at all. Please, just make yourself at home.
Really? Hmm? Where's the kitchen?
It's right back there.
I'm gonna go munching on some grindage. Bye. Look at this place. Spectacular. Of course it's me, matey. Did you design it yourself? Look what I got for you, buddy. A sandwich, too.
It's okay. I'll pass.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put it over there just in case you get hungry later. Since we're going to be roommates. The 2CJX! Look at this.
Hello, Sam.
Don't touch that.
I just wanted to take a peep.
Maybe now's a good time to talk about the rules in my room.
Rules?
Yeah. Rule number one. Don't touch anything.
And what's rule number two?
There's only one rule. Don't touch
anything. Got it. Taking this back. You ever meet the Tooth Fairy?
No.
Never?
No.
I wouldn't fall asleep if I were you.
No, I'm just kidding.
Too harsh, bro. Come on. I'm Becca's friend, dude.
Lucky
chick. Chill.
So, how's your mom doing?
So? What's going on?
What do you mean?
This guy. I mean, who is he?
Oh, Travis, I'm sorry. He's my neighbor. He was alone for Thanksgiving. You know, he's just a friend.
Oh, so glad you're finally here.
You know what? I gotta get back in.
Oh, no, wait. Before you go,
What?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about us lately, you know? I mean, you've been gone for 3 months, and I realized how much I love you. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, Rebecca, were you?
Oh, God.
What is it?
Give me just a little,
Are you okay?
Yeah, you know, I think with the plane and all the excitement, I'm just a little worn out.
Well, it's okay, it's no problem. But we got all week, right? Why don't you take a nap? And, I'll see you tonight at the country club, right?
Right.
Oh, Rebecca, don't worry about your hair. It'll grow back.
Error.
Damn
error.
It.
Error.
Can I show you a shortcut?
Error.
You show me error. A shortcut?
Yeah, error. Me show you a shortcut? Error. Can I? I have to touch your error. Computer, though.
Be my error. Guest.
Ta-da!
It's gone! How'd you do it?
Your PC got harshed, right? Because your system heap sent the wrong parameter. So I toasted the data directory, tweaked the PRAM, and reglazed your subroutine.
How'd someone like you get into computers?
Grew up at Caesar's Palace, right? Vegas, you know, gambling, cones, the whole package, right? Didn't have any friends. So I just pounded away on the old keyboard for a couple years, solo mission.
So you're just an old hacker like me, but that guy's just an idiot.
Yeah, basically.
Zach, can you please leave? We're busy.
Zach, please.
No, it's my room.
Our room?
Our.
I'll tell Mom where all your Playboys are.
So? I'll tell Dad you got a tattoo.
Go ahead, I don't care.
Playboys? Dude, don't hold out on me, bro. What month?
I'm a subscriber.
Whoa.
Oh, we have to talk.
I can see that. What's the problem?
Travis is going to ask me to marry him.
What?
He got down on one knee.
Oh.
I thought he was what I wanted, but now, you know, I just can't see myself settling down. You know, I think I'm really too young.
Hey. Stop. Sit down.
What?
Relax. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Carl, it's not that easy. You know, we've been together for a long time. No, I just don't want to hurt him.
Just remember, the longer you wait, the more painful it's going to be.
I know. I'll tell him tonight.
Listen, I got to tell you something.
What?
My gear, man. I'm feeling really out of place. You gotta hook me up with some rustic wear. I mean, I could take your style with my style and just interweave them. Get your hat. Let's crazy come on.
You want some rustic wear? Hey, Miss Bucket.
Bye.
Inbreeders. Okay, we need the hat for the
Tuesday. Get away from that.
Oh, food.
Mingling.
Okay, Carl, the dressing
room. I need more stuff.
No, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't.
Right
yeah.
Here?
Yes. Yeah. Take
these.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Rebecca? Hi, Tracy.
Wow, you look great. I hardly recognized you.
Thanks.
When did you get back?
This morning. You're still here. I thought you were going to New York or something.
Well, I still am. I just need to save some money first.
You're still working at the bar, though?
Yeah. You should come by.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
yeah, I'd like that.
Just...
Tracy, this is my friend, Carl.
What's happening? Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Have you ever done any, acting?
Carl, what are you wearing? Chaps?
Cheek killers. You like?
I hate.
Okay.
Not bad.
What? Oh, Carl, that is disgusting.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Trevor.
Yeah. Zach, help your sister. Now, Joe. Why'd you go so fast? Hello. My name is Carl.
Hello.
Real people. Down home cooking people. Hey, cool go tea, buddy.
What's up,
bro? Look at him.
How you doing there, sir?
Uh-huh.
Listen, you guys, I was feeling really, like, out of place. But hey, check it. Now I fit in.
That's great.
So, crap.
Crawl.
All right. What kind of name is that anyway?
Nickname. They gave it to me my freshman year because that's how I always got home.
On guard.
Zach,
grow up.
I can't wait till I grow up. Then I can get a tattoo just like you.
Tattoo?
As you all know, Rebecca Warner and I have been courting for almost 5 years now.
He's doing it right now.
And since I think of you all as family, I thought it was important that we include you on this very special occasion.
Honey.
Rebecca, will you marry me?
Oh.
Ow. Wait, I just wanted to say something. I just wanted to say, that Travis is too late.
Whoa, this is getting good.
Yeah, because a couple weeks ago at school, I already asked Beck to marry me.
Oh,
And she said yes.
Oh, my God.
You almost forgot, sweetie. Here's your little ringy.
Look at, she's nervous. Oh, hey, dude, don't worry. She never cheated on you.
Travis? Travis!
Mom.
You wet?
Yeah. Maybe now is a good time to start thinking about a bachelor party. Be back in a sec.
Travis? Travis? Will you just stop? I'm sorry.
Just a friend.
I'm sorry.
Alone at Thanksgiving. Why didn't you just tell me the truth?
Because there wasn't time.
Oh, well, your timing was perfect tonight, Rebecca.
Rebecca, are you okay?
Yes, we're fine.
No, we are not fine.
Listen, I understand if you're pissed. If you want to talk about it, it's...
Why did you do that?
Get up. Oh, my God, I can't believe you just did that crawl.
What was I supposed to do, huh? You stomped on my foot, I stood up, I said the first thing that came to me.
No, this is a total disaster. You know we've destroyed Travis, right?
Forget Travis, look. Look at my nose.
Crawl, this is serious. What do you think your kids are going to look like?
Zach!
I was just asking.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to tell them the truth?
No, we can't. It'll just make it worse. We just have to ride this out until the end of the week. That's it.
So you want to stay engaged?
Please.
Okay. Can I get some tongue?
Oh, you! Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Are you okay?
We just can't let this happen.
What can we do?
Well, we can ground her.
What?
Well, we're still her parents. Can't we do that?
She's rebelling, Walter. If we forbid it, she'll run off with him and we'll never see her again. Let's just calm down and deal with this like adults.
Right, right. You distract him. I'm going to hit him over the head with a shovel.
Theo! Hey, I guess it's Miller time, huh? Dude, you should be drinking light.
Look, you little son of a bitch. I can smell your city stink a mile away. So just take care of me, all right?
So basically, we're not going to be hanging out? Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, can I have a little word with you?
No.
Okay.
Honey, would you please tell me what's going on?
What?
I mean, you bring home this boy you say you're marrying. You don't tell us anything. Are you pregnant?
No.
Well, tell me, please, and I really want to understand.
It's not what you think.
Great. What is it, then?
It's not that big a deal.
Not that big a deal? Getting married, not that big a deal? Honey, getting married is a very big deal. I mean, we sent you away to college so you could have choices for your future, not to go and marry the first thing that comes along.
Thing?
Well, yes, he's weird.
You are so out of it, Connie.
I am not out. And what is this Connie business? I'm your mother.
I'm an adult.
Oh, wow.
Oh, perfect timing. Listen, I got some amazing thoughts about this bachelor party.
Never mind about that. I need to know what your plans are.
Well, actually, sir, I was thinking about staying in school for a couple more years. You know, going into European studies, buddy. I mean, cruising around Europe, backpacking, right, munching that cha-cha-cha cheese, a little vino.
Yeah. Now, just a minute here. How do you propose to support my daughter?
Well, what do you do?
I run this farm.
Yeah, I can do that.
Huh?
I mean, since I'm part of this family now, stuff, and I'll probably take over when you retire.
You want to be a farmer?
I think I'm going to be sick. Now, look here, son.
Farming is not like sitting on your butt in school. Farming is hard work.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to do the 9-to-5-er.
9-to-5-er.
Uh-huh.
9-to-5.
You hear that, Theo? I think we got ourselves a farmer. You think you could show him the ropes a little bit tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. It would be my pleasure.
Now, remember, we get started first thing in the morning.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
You gotta admit, man, it's kind of wild that I'm wheezing on the farmer's daughter. Sting. Like a jacuzzi.
Yeah, sort of. Hoppy.
Ow!
How do you like that smell?
Dig in.
Okay. Get grain into this trough. Uh-huh. All the way to the end.
All the way to the end?
Ain't farming fun? Dingy! Well, that flopper in the trough there, son.
Right here?
Yeah, right there. Whoa, wait a minute. Get on the other side. You don't want to get trampled. There you go. Look at, don't get none of that on you.
Get over there, Hoss Billy! Look it, I'm farming it now. See you.
How you like farming, city boy? All right, Shady, just climb up on this tractor here.
You know, I used to have one of these when I was a little fella.
That's wonderful. Get up there. I want you fired up. You got to pull out the silver button and push the blacken.
The blacken?
Yeah, come on. I ain't got all day.
Ooh.
All right. Now, drop it down in the first gear there, down to your right.
Yeah.
And then bring her on back. Get it plenty of gas. I've got to tell you there, that first gear can be just a little tricky.
Kind of saggy there, Elsie. I know a killer doctor in Beverly Hills that I'll nip and tuck you. Oh, chill, buddy. Here we go, a little milk gitch. Check it. Oops, wrong button.
Lance!
Old Theo told me the cow pissed on his head.
Smells like down home cooking.
You okay?
Hey, I'm okay. First day. This barnyard stuff. It's not as easy as I thought, though. I gotta hand it to you, Mr. Warren. You farm guys got it going on.
Yeah, well, I guess your farm days are about over, huh?
Nope. Just haven't found my groove yet.
Groove? You destroyed my fence. I lost half my chickens. You messed up my tractor. Listen, I figure your groove cost me about close to $1,000 this morning.
Sir, I plan on paying you back for the damages.
How are you going to do that? You don't even have a job.
Well, yes, I do. I'm a farmer.
Don't be calling yourself a farmer. And I could tell you something else. I mean, I'm sorry, but you just stink to high heaven.
Walter.
Well, I've lost my appetite.
Stop it.
I don't believe I was talking to you, young lady.
Just leave him alone, Walter.
Don't call me Walter.
Walter.
I'm your father. I should be treated with a little respect around here.
Well, then how about treating me with some respect?
Out of control. Well, look what you do when you make your own decisions. You throw it all away.
Walter, hush. How would you know what I did?
Well, that tattoo gives me a pretty good idea.
Come on, Dad. It's just a butterfly.
Out of control.
It's not like she killed anyone.
You just stay out of this.
Oh, and I can have an opinion?
The day you make a contribution around here is the day you can have an opinion.
Walter. I contribute.
These children are out of control.
These children are not out of control, and they are my children, and you just
Stay out of this.
All right. Let's just all settle down.
I'm not going to settle down.
Walter, I want you to stop this right now.
I should have stopped it a long time ago, but I listened to you.
Oh, and I didn't have a say in this?
We made that decision together.
No, we don't make anything together.
And that's my fault?
Now, everybody, that's your fault.
Hey, what happened to my family?
Please. Calm down. Your people are being so mean. Look at you.
Listen. Beck always told me about what a great family she had. And then I get here and I meet you guys, and she's right. You guys are great. You're like the Waltons. And then I come in. And I wrecked your whole harmonious vibe. Look, it's obvious what the problem is. So I'm just gonna go. Got my stuff upstairs.
Fine, I'm going to then. Wait. Now this has gotten completely out of hand. Come back in here. Walter?
All right, look, nobody's going anywhere. We're all just getting a little bit out of control here, Crotch.
All right, Crawl.
Crawl, we want you to stay.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I mean, I'm sure.
Okay, well, if you insist.
No, I insist.
Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but I got a lot of work to do. I'm going to grab a couple little drumsticks for the road, sir. You're not going to be disappointed.
Wait. I'll give you a hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Thanks.
Old McWalter had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on the farm he had a kid. With squishy puffy teeth. With a here and there.
I'm going to my room.
Watch out for that button right there. Buddy, it is dangerous.
Don't worry. I've done this before. Come on, try it. Try it.
I can't. I'm bashful. It's kind of like feeling a cone for the first time.
It's not like a real kit.
I've had my hands on some pretty freaky cones back in L.A., man.
Have you had your hands on my sisters?
Don't talk about your sister like that, man. Come on. Whoa! Yeah! You're pretty good at this, Zach.
Right. My life's ambitious.
Now let me try it. What's your special technique, man?
Yeah. Start at the top, and squeeze it, and then go down all the way.
Wow, you're right. It's not like a real kid. Look at this thing. It's like a big
easy again. Let's make this 1, 2, 3. Little music. John Denver. Where can I stick this? There it is. Doesn't work. Gotta turn it on. And then...
But first gear's a little bit tricky.
Weedy!
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, hey. God, I thought you were Becca.
Well, I'm not, so if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't want to be rude or anything, but Miss Warner, you're giving me a semi.
Well, thank you very much, but...
Wait, can I ask you a question?
I suppose.
Why don't you, put a little makeup on? I mean, look how... You're a beautiful lady. I mean, look at this. Enhance your outer beauty with your inner beauty.
What for?
You act like you're 60 or something. Where I come from, nugs stay active till they're senile, man. You are right, Mom. Look at you. You're like a peach on a windowsill. Look at that. Look at the package. You are nasty.
Nasty?
Girlfriend. Girlfriend.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Carl. I don't believe you.
Look at this.
No, absolutely.
Come on, look at you. You're getting excited.
Really
I can see it.
It's ridiculous.
You're getting excited.
Thank you very much.
Look. You got a decent base going. You got a lot to work.
Go away, Crow.
Just give me 5 minutes. And if you don't like my work, we'll go back to same old Connie. Come on. Please.
Connie! Come on, let's go, everybody. We're going to be late. Oh, that's quite an outfit.
Look, I'm sorry.
No, I'm the one should be sorry, Rebecca. It's just that, well, I've been a little bit out of sorts lately, and, well, I just want you to know that I'm still just real proud of you, honey.
Thanks, Daddy.
Connie, let's go.
You go on, Walter.
Go get me bustier.
Okay. Paul and I'll be right behind you in the Ford. I'm changing.
Oh, he goes door to door. Come on, baby, let's go.
What'd you do?
Do you like it?
Well, it's a little,
Excuse me. Would you like to dance?
Hell no. Get out of here.
Hey, you're a hottie. You don't like it, do you?
No, I think I do. I think I like it a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're a genius.
So you're saying you like?
I like. Keep that breath strong. Over here.
Check out the wood that I created for him.
Hello.
Hey. Excuse me.
Don't hit me. Come on. Relax. I just came back to apologize.
Oh, Ron.
No, I'm serious. I feel really bad about what I did, you know? And, Yeah, and I want to make it up to you.
Come on. Really?
Yeah.
What did you have in mind?
Oh, I was thinking about throwing your bachelor party. You know, have a few laughs and stuff. What do you think?
Come on. I'd really like that a lot, Travis.
I'll pick you up tomorrow night.
Cool, boy. Watch this.
Come on.
Thanks.
Travis, it's really cool of you.
Well, you know, I care a lot about you. I want you to be really happy.
Thanks.
What a splendid person.
All right, let's have some real dance. Don't swear about it. Hello, going around with the partner. With the turning mouth in the corner of the hall. Go face to the moon with a cowboy yell.
About last night.
Come on, come on. Please. Listen, I need a favor.
Here?
No. Come on. Will you help me?
You coming over tonight?
Yeah.
I'll wait up for you.
Hey, Slick.
Yeah.
You're getting mighty pretty, the old city over here, ain't you?
So, I'm throwing him a bachelor party.
What? Only girl from the go around the world, get back home, and when you get there, join up and circle to the left. Left down on mine and promenade. Keep going, gang, I'll be right back. Keep on going, I'm going to get some fun.
Grab a nug whose bones are busty. Weezer gig and make it crusty. Grab your dude, don't use roughness. Moving close, then groove this buffness. Buff the wood, buff the wood. Come on, buff the wood. Buff the wood.
Dude, get off. They're enjoying themselves. Come on. I don't care if it's like circular dancing, bro. Come on. Look, they're having a blast. Are you guys having fun? Yeah!
Man, come on.
Of course.
Dude, I'll go off. Come on, buddy. Cool, thanks.
If your gal's finger licking, come on now and do the funky chicken. Yeah. Spin again if you your Muppets will and shake your booty, then start chill, say chill. Say chill, chill. Step up to bat, brother. Go with it, man. Just do it. Feel the breeze and let it fly. Oh, yeah, 7:46. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy, you're the man.
Oh, Dad, you missed one heck of a party.
What was it, a Halloween party?
Dad.
Hey, I tell you, I'm sure worn out. I think I'm going to go on upstairs and get a little shut-eye.
You going to?
We need to talk, Junior.
Dad, give me a little rain check on that, okay?
Did you see that Horacey, man?
You had Wasco rocking.
Forget about Wasco. Think about your parents right now. I mean, your dad's getting busy.
I know. I have never seen them look this before. Oh. Thanks, Carl. You really saved me this week.
Back on the fence. I'm at your service.
I mean, if it wasn't for you, I'd probably be engaged right now.
You are engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mind me. Nobody else does.
Good night, Carl.
Thank you, Pappy.
Good night, Pappy.
Good night, Shortcake.
Can I please whittle wood with you?
All right. Grab this wood.
You know I majored in creative woods, right? Second freshman year.
You and Walter were getting busy.
Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, honey, I don't believe you.
Crawl.
Thanks for leaving me with the semi last night. It's okay. It's okay. Zach hooked me up with last month's issue. The poisons have left the building.
Thank God.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Dad.
Beautiful day.
Bull!
Ooh, Walter.
What is that one? Fishing. It's called Whopper.
Walt, dig the gear. Big fishing expedition, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Can I come?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on, honey. Let him go with you.
Well, now, wait a minute. I gave Dad a rain check on a talk we're supposed to have this morning.
Well, that's okay, sir, because I'm just going to stay here and take the combine out.
All right, you can come.
Well, all right, sir. I think you made a right choice, sir.
Zach, I threw your gear in the truck out there. Come on, let's go fishing.
I don't feel like it.
Well, suit yourself.
Bring me a big one.
Let's go watch it.
Girlfriend. So, Walter, don't hold out on me, dude. Did you get her?
No. Look,
it's all in the wrist, see? You just pop it up, pop it out there, flick it a couple times, just drives those trout wild.
No. You got your rod upside down. Turn it over.
Turn your rod. That's right. All right. Now go ahead, pop it out. No, just one hand. Just do it with one hand. That's right. Go ahead. Oh, shit. Look, I'll tell you what. Why don't you put the fish that Dad and I catch into the bucket till you get the hang of it?
Look, I'm really sorry.
It's all right.
I got one. He got one. See, Junior? That's how you do it. Yeah, over the head. That's the way to do it. I never could understand that sidearm business of yours.
Yeah, well, that's the way I like to do it.
Yeah. Well, it don't make it right.
Yeah, well, whatever.
You get some kind of pleasure out of not listening to me.
Oh, look, Dad, I just don't want to have this conversation anymore, okay? I got a particular way I like to do things, and that's it. Just give me a little room.
A little room, huh? Room you want? You've got it. I tell you, it never fails.
Every time. Every single time.
He turns on me like a viper in the grass. He is one ungrateful son of a bitch, and I'm going to tell it to him to his face.
You know, I kind of feel sorry for you, Mr. Werner.
What?
Well, your dad, you know, I've been noticing the way he's always treating you.
Oh, he's been like that long as I can remember, the son of a bitch.
Kind of like the way you get down on Zach, the way he does things too, huh? I'm sorry.
You talking about the way he plays with those stupid computer games all day?
Those aren't just games to him. That's what he's into. He's not asking you to do it, is he? He just wants some room, too.
Yeah, well, who asked you?
Sorry.
Dad! Dad! Dad, come here. Lay down here. Where are you, Bill?
My jacket is in the truck. Assess the situation. Ramp's dying, okay? CPR.
Right.
Tilt the head back. Plug the nostrils. And administer mouth to mouth.
What happened? What happened?
He tried to kiss me. Dude, I was doing CPR. I know what I'm doing. I majored in it for a half semester.
Well, if it's between my dying or him kissing me, I'd rather die.
Hey, guys. Catch anything?
Let me help you. Don't die. It'll be okay, right?
Oh.
Just shake it out.
You're not dead or anything, are you? Dad, you okay? Something happened?
Nothing to be alarmed about.
Sure?
He just had a spell.
Listen,
Crawl, I just want you to know how much I appreciate what you did for my dad back there.
Look, it's no problem.
What did you do out there?
We need to talk.
So what happened out there today? Crawl? Crawl? Will you just talk to me? What?
Rebecca, I don't want to lie to him anymore.
Oh, Crawl, you're not doing this to me now. I told you we're going to get back to school, and I'll call, and I'll tell him we broke up.
Yeah, but your dad took me fishing, all right? We bonded, finally. I like your family, Rebecca. I like them a whole bunch.
And that's why I don't want to ruin it. We just have two more days.
Look, I don't care, Rebecca. Either you tell him, or I'm going to tell him.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell him.
Are you going to tell him?
Yes.
Hey, Sadie.
Hey, Theo.
You ever pick out your own turkey for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Stouffer Swanson's and Butterballs.
This ain't no supermarket, boy.
Hey, how you doing,
gobble,
man?
Gobble, gobble, man. All right, partner.
You should do some aerobics and bail the belly, man.
Yeah, okay, cool. Listen, take care. Sometimes these things can be vicious.
Are you going to cruise in with me?
Oh, I don't think so. Get on over and get dinner, boy.
Chop his head off?
Yeah, he can catch you.
The turkey had a heart attack?
I don't know. I never killed anything before.
Maybe he should give the turkey a little kiss.
Real funny, guys.
Well, you know what they say, Crawl. If you kill them, you got to clean them.
Why are you making me do this?
Well, it's all part of being a farmer.
Now reach down there, grab them tail feathers, yeah. Start jerking them out, and work yourself forward. Jerk them on out of there.
It's a miracle! Gotta go, bye! Dude, you should invest in a beer bong, bro. The thing with the funnel, the food. He filled the whole case in there, man. He just shit the whole thing out. Toast, buddy.
Yeah, I didn't like you much at first, but now that I got to know you, you're okay.
I still think you suck, but you're a hell of a drinker, Bard.
This is it. A toast to Crawl.
Crawl.
And Rebecca, your ex-chick, my new fiancé.
Hey, city. Get down!
All right, man, this is it. Go, go, go!
Go, go,
go! Suck it up, buddy!
Woo! I'm gonna go sing.
Great. Right.
Hello. Hi, how you doing?
Cool.
Hey, this is a song that really means a lot to me. Well, I... Farms kind of laid back, ain't much no country boy like me can act. Early to rise, early in the sack, thank God I'm a country boy. Well, city folks driving the black limousine, lots of people.
Sorry to interrupt, but are you guys ready for some real entertainment?
That was great.
No.
Morning.
Happy turkey legs. Coffee ready?
Ooh, help yourself, dear.
Zach, can you bring those spices over here, please, sir?
Oh, yeah, they're sitting.
So, where's Mr. Farmer this morning?
Oh, I imagine he's up there in his room sleeping it off, huh, Zach?
Not mine. He never came home last night. Really?
Might check you out in the barn. Heard a lot of huffing and puffing out there last night.
Oh, Crawl, poor guy.
Well, that's how I got his nickname.
Crawl?
What?
Sorry, you guys. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be going now.
Wait! Becca! It's not what you think! I don't think. Do you think?
The wedding is off!
Stop! Morning. Becca, please, just wait.
These are the days of our lives. Sorry.
Oh, forget it. It's all a big joke anyway, right?
No, not for me. I'm into you.
Yeah, until Tracy shows up. You into her, too?
Listen, last night, I'm at the bachelor party, I'm doing karaoke, and then I wake up in the barn. That's all I remember what happened, I swear.
Oh, Paul! You were such a hypocrite! God, you waltz in here telling everyone to be honest with each other, and the least you could do is be honest with me.
I'm being honest.
That you blacked out and woke up with Tracy. My God, you must think I'm stupid. I am stupid. I never should have brought you here in the first place.
Why did you bring me here, Rebecca?
Because it was Thanksgiving and you were alone.
You knew Travis was going to propose to you, huh?
Oh, please. I felt sorry for you.
Please to you. Spare me. You needed someone to shield you from Travis. Because you couldn't even deal with it yourself.
That is not true.
Have you told anybody the truth? Talk about hypocrites. Hey, I don't even want to be your friend.
Fine. It's your ring.
It's better on my finger anyways.
What are you doing?
I don't know. What happened last night?
You tell me.
Well, I woke up in a barn, but I can't remember anything.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. You and Crawl were all over each other when you left the bar last night. So why don't you take it from there?
I was only going to dance for him.
After what we had together, I mean, I thought I knew you. You are so low.
Honey, you okay?
Fine. Where are you going?
Out.
Becca, what happened?
Everything.
Wait up. Wait.
So I take it there's not going to be a wedding?
Got that right.
It's too bad. Believe it or not, I was looking forward to having you as a brother-in-law. So where are you headed?
Back to California, where it's normal.
Okay, well, if you find a baby fresh nug out there, send her my way.
You got it.
Okay, all right, be good.
Okay.
You made the sound well. Can I have my hat only if I get to squeeze your cheeks? Squeeze? Take care, buddy. Later. Thanks for the car.
Look, we all make mistakes.
I'm just so confused.
Listen, it's natural. You go away from home the first time. You try new things.
Yeah, I thought I knew him.
Look, those L.A. people are slick. I mean, they are not like us. They're on a different wavelength. I tried to tell you.
I think we spent enough time together, don't you?
Look, we need to talk. Now.
All right.
Look, about last night, I think there's something you should know about.
Yeah. I just wish I can remember if I was good or not.
Well.
Everybody sit down. Here comes our bird.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Really great you all invite me. Oh, that's a beautiful bird, Miss Warner.
Thank you, Travis.
You always were a great cook. Before I sit down, I'd like to say that it's really great having everybody together for the holidays. Matter of fact, I'd like to make a toast. To Rebecca, the sweetest girl I know. I know we've been through a lot the last couple of days, but I still love you as much as ever. And I think you still love me. Yeah. So, Rebecca Warner... Will you marry me?
Don't even think about it, Becca.
Oh, man.
Listen, you guys, I'm sorry for interrupting your meal, but there's something that everybody needs to know before I go.
Can't you take a hint, you idiot? Look, Mr. Warner, if you don't mind, I'd like to take this guy out of here.
Walter, you gotta hear this.
Well, okay, Crawl, you go ahead.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Tracy.
Oh.
Hey. Look, Rebecca, I woke up in the barn with Crawl this morning. And I thought I did something really stupid.
How can you come in here and insult this family after what you did?
Look, I don't remember what I did. And I think I know why.
Ooh.
I found these in my car. Now, you said you saw me drive off with Crawl last night. But when I got in my car this morning, the seat was so far back, I couldn't even reach the pedals.
Somebody awfully big must have been driving, ha-ha.
Theo, you know anything about this?
You don't pass those mashed potatoes there, huh?
No. Just to hell with those mashed potatoes. Now, you better speak up. Your job depends on it.
Theo.
Oh, hell, Walter, it's just a joke. We took those two out there and we put them in the barn. I think everybody's going to get so upset about it.
So I didn't bone her.
So he didn't bone me. You guys didn't bone.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You can't really believe
you. Wait a minute. I got to tell you, Travis, it really tweaks my melon to see a buff bro like Crawl here get wheezed on by a greasy scumbag like you. So you just chill.
No.
Travis. You just get out.
Hey, you can't talk to me like
no,
that.
No, but I can't.
Good! Come on!
Made you do karate for 2 semesters.
I gotta say something here. Theo, now, I appreciate your honesty, but you're fired.
What a boy, Junior.
Now, just take your ass on out of here and take him with you.
You take him.
I don't work here anymore.
He's gonna need a lot of food stamps.
I'll do it. Oh, you are so low. Oh. Tracy. Would you like to join us for dinner?
Are you sure? Oh, definitely.
Great.
Come on, sit down here, Tracy. We'll be real proud to have you join us for Thanksgiving.
Now, how about having my future son-in-law carve up this bird for us?
Oh, wait. There's something that I need to tell you guys. See, Carl and I were never actually really...
Sure about the wedding date. So we're going to put things on hold for just a little bit and we'll see how things develop.
Hey, I can respect that.
Oh, yeah, that's a hell of an idea. Hell of an idea. No use rushing into these things. All right, enough of that.
Yeah.
Now, let's chow down here. And munch on some grinding!
Shut up! We got the point. Everybody say cheesy.
Cheesy!
Raise the little thing all the way.